Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Since Sumer and Babylon, slavery has been a foundational part of the human story. In ancient Greece, slaves were considered part of the natural order. Aristotle wrote, "For that some should rule and others be ruled is a thing not only necessary, but expedient. From the hour of their birth, some are marked out for subjugation, others for rule." During the Roman Empire, slavery was widespread. And when Rome fell, dynasties of Arabs along the Mediterranean created a new slave trade. The Prophet Muhammad was a slave trader, and the teachings of Islam support slavery. For all of recorded history, you will find humanity enslaved, mostly to ruling class families and their vassals. African slaves first arrived in America in 1619, and by 1688, the abolitionist movement was born within the Protestant Christian group known as the Quakers. The Quakers believed that each individual had a soul, and thereby every individual should be free. Quaker William Penn's Charter of Privileges was an early prototype for the Bill of Rights. And it was Quaker philosophy that inspired inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in the Declaration of Independence. These documents were designed to liberate the individual from a ruling class system. It was the beginning of the abolition movement, and black slaves immediately began petitioning legislators demanding their freedom. By 1804, there were 11 free states and 11 slave states, splitting the North and the South against each other. It was during this struggle between the status quo and individual freedom that America's two current political parties were formed. By the dawn of the Civil War, there was Lincoln's anti-slavery Republican Party versus the pro-slavery Democratic Party. In 1862, Lincoln issues his Emancipation Proclamation, followed by the 13th and 14th Amendments. The Democratic Party remained strongly opposed. They even went on to create the Ku Klux Klan as the party's military arm. Hiding behind masks, the KKK used violence, intimidation, and murder to help the Democratic Party gain political power. In 1868, the first presidential election since the abolition of slavery, the slogan for the Democratic Party was, "This is a white man's country, let white men rule." Today, Africa has the highest rate of slavery in world history, and so does the world. An estimated 40.3 million people are enslaved, 25% of which are children. And while both parties in America have become corrupted, it is still the Democratic Party that fights against individual freedom and pushes the people towards reliance upon a bigger, more powerful government. America is not perfect. The ruling class still thrives. But our Constitution and Bill of Rights have given the people more individual freedom than anything else in all of recorded history. And those who seek to take it away do so without any idea of what comes next. If we cannot preserve the extraordinary and unprecedented freedoms that we were given at birth, do we even deserve to be free? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I'm going to start taking your phone calls, but I can't help but get this off my mind because I really think it's so important. And I don't even know why. But the fact that, again, all news networks will air any Anthony Fauci press conference ever, but they never air the Donald Trump Mount Rushmore speech. It's the same thing. They lie to you about American history. They would never play a report like that. Visit band.video.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Watch me.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Hey. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
James Brown. There's a proud American. There's a great American.
I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
They really don't make music like James Brown anymore, do they?
Oh, man.
Sometimes I feel so nice, I want to try myself a few.
That's something right there.
I got soul.
All right, let's... We can listen to James Brown all day. Believe me, I could do it. Let's go out to the phone lines, though. I'm asking you, what did President Trump's speeches this weekend mean to you, Mount Rushmore, and then at the White House? What memories or stories from July 4th, 2020 will you hold dear and tell your lineage in the future? Phone lines are full up. We're ready to go with you. Let's go to Shane in St. Louis. Shane, go ahead. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, what's up? My memory of 4th of July is going to be walking into Walmart without my mask on, going into the exit, going right behind the guy that was at the door, him chasing me down, telling me that I can't come in without a mask, kind of shrugging him off, and just went and got my milk, walked on back to the register, and got out of there, and he yelled at me and said, don't ever come back, and I said, hey, I'll see you tomorrow. And then I came back today.
It's like a little game of cat and mouse. It's like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, I came back today and I went back in there and that guy wasn't there, but I wore a mask like through the door, but it was on my head, and I was just trying to get in there without causing any commotion. And then I went and got my items and got back out of there. So fighting
the mask order. That's your memory. Refusing to wear the mask.
Exactly, yeah. St. Louis and St. Louis County, which I'm sure you're aware of, they enacted some mandate.
Yeah, they started at 3 p.m. on Thursday after months of mask-free openings. It's a joke. The people in St. Louis, nobody's buying this crap.
Hey, aren't you from St. Louis?
Born and raised and proud, Shane. That's why I went to you first. It's kind of a secret if you ever know I'm on air. And you're from St. Louis. You always get to the top of the line. Everyone's going to call in and claim they're from St. Louis now. Shane, thank you so much for the call. Zach in Iowa, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me, Owen?
Loud and clear.
Awesome, yeah. I just want to say, you know, this past month, you know, it has really woken me up to everything that is going on, and it has made me angry to see the destruction of America. And Trump's Mount Rushmore speech was one of the most beautiful speeches I have seen him give. And I just want to thank you and InfoWars and Alex and everybody for all you've done over the years. I've been a listener for 11 years now. I'm 31, and you guys have changed my life completely. I love your product, and I will absolutely be voting for President Trump in November. I can't wait.
Well, Zach, your kind words mean everything, and I it means so much. I'm even going to try to explain it to you right now, because I don't know how long Zach's been tuned into InfoWars, but probably long enough to understand that we pretty much get thrown under the bus and discounted by every other media organization and media personality out there. We're pretty much the tip of the spear, but alone as that tip. And so it's callers like Zach with your kind words. It's people that I meet when we have rallies and events that shake my hand and give me gifts. It's just you guys make it possible literally by supporting us, but your voice of support, your prayers and everything, it spiritually fuels me. So you financially fuel us to build the studios, hire the crew, hire the host, have the technology, build the websites, and then it's your prayers, your voicing of support and everything that gives me the spiritual energy to continue this fight, that gives me the motivation to still come here seemingly against all odds, against the entire establishment and the brainwashed masses, to still come here and do it every day and give it everything we got. And that's our oath to you as the audience. So can't thank you enough, Zach, for your support and your kind words. And that goes for everybody else out there that shares Zach's feelings about InfoWars and everything we've done with you next to us in these incredible times. Zach, thank you for the call. Taylor in Texas, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Hey, I got to meet you at the reopening Texas rally, and you're really nice, and I just want to say thanks. And my four-year-old son, I took him, and he can't stop saying reopen Texas.
Reopen Texas.
So
look at that one. He's a smart guy.
He is. He can't stop saying it, so I'm proud of him.
It's like son's first words, reopen Texas. You're not upset. Right.
It's pretty cool. I'm proud of him. But, yeah, I just want to touch kind of on the patriotic I've seen over since our I live in a small town, Wimberley, Texas, and they canceled the parade, canceled all the fireworks, all that stuff. And, you know, but I still saw the patriotic that I haven't seen my whole life living here. So it was pretty cool to see that.
Well, I've never seen fireworks stands, literally empty shelves. I mean, I'm not making that up. Literally empty shelves on multiple fireworks stands. I've spent quite a few 4th of Julys on a lake, and you do see a lot of fireworks on the lake. People set off fireworks. I've never seen it for like 2, 3, 4 straight hours, 360 degrees firework displays. And again, like you said, none of it was city sanctioned or, you know, funded, like parades and stuff like that. It was just all free citizens, non-government, just totally organic patriotism.
That's right. Yeah, it was cool. And, you know, that's one thing I'll take with me on this 4th of July. And one more thing, it was kind of funny. We're at a river park, and they were trying to post to wear a mask at the river park. I thought that was pretty funny. But no one wore a mask, and we were chanting the USA, and it was pretty cool, flying our flags. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Taylor. And it's crazy. Again, you think about how weird 2020 is, and then still how epic, though, the fight we're in right now for America. But to think taking a stand is just the simple, common sense, no-duh act of not wearing a mask. I mean, I can get into all the reasons why it's so hilariously stupid to wear a mask, but we won't go into that now because I want to keep taking your calls. And let's go to James in Pennsylvania. James, go ahead.
Hello.
All right, James, we got you. Go ahead.
Hey, no problem. So I live just outside Harrisburg. I heard the fireworks going off into 10:30 at night, and that makes me so happy. And here, L.A. was even setting off fireworks in that Democrat-controlled hellhole they got over there. I mean, it's good to see that there's red-blooded Americans supporting our constitutional right as our Independence Day against all of their leftist liberal nonsense.
Yeah, the scenes above L.A., I mean, just cool. I don't know how else to say it, man. That's just cool.
Breathtaking, honestly. I mean, I'm sure the fireworks over Harrisburg were great, too. But it's just nice to see that there are real Americans left in this fight, brother.
Yeah, and, you know, we're so splintered and just naturally independent just by our creature that we tend to forget we are the vast majority. And so I think that kind of was a representation on the 4th of July, just to remember. I mean, look, I didn't deal with any protesters. I mean, I saw in the news, I covered it here today. But, I mean, outside from the, I guess, police or the people that had to deal with them, I mean, I don't think anybody's 4th of July was stopped by a mask ordinance or fireworks are illegal or anything like that. Sounds to me like everybody pretty much went harder than ever. All right, James, thank you for the call. All right, when we come back, it'll be Pete. It'll be Rob. It'll be Kenny on the other side of this short break. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Let's get right back to the phone lines. And we go to Pete calling in from Utah. Pete, you're on The Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing, Owen?
Good, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, I've got some good news to give everyone. The first is, now, I live in a large county in Utah. It's a rural county. It's called Duchesne. French spelling, I'm not going to spell it for you. I live in the Uinta Mountains, totally off-grid. My grandkids, some of my grandkids, and my one daughter live in small town of Duchesne, which is about 2,500 people. Now, we had planned a huge 4th of July celebration. Now, I want to preface this with that everyone else in the state of Utah shut down their stuff and stopped it. We didn't stop anything. We started at 7 in the morning with breakfast done by that was done by the veterans. Okay? Then you had the farmers doing things. They went out and made out of things, gigantic slippery slides for the kids. I mean, just I could go on and on with everything we did. The point is, we had our parade start at 10 o'clock. The town's got about 2,500 people in it. There's probably 5,000 people lining the streets. Not one mask going. Not one damn mask. You understand how beautiful that was?
This and again, it's crazy because it's just like, it sounds insane, like something you'd read in some odd dystopian scientific novel, but that's it. It's like, you're like, what? What do you mean no masks? It's like, yeah, we didn't wear masks.
No,
that's revolutionary.
Yeah. Now, we have what's called Tri-County because they take your health department, and instead of having one for each county, they take three counties. So we got Tri-County Health tried to shut us down. Our city board, they told them to pump sand, literally. Wouldn't even allow them anywhere near us. So there are patriots, and there's patriot cities and towns all around. I might get yelled at for saying because and causing some attention, but people need to realize they got to stand up. And if you don't mind, I'd like to preface this whole thing with a couple other things if I'm not taking too much time. First of all, I've been listening to Alex Jones since he started for over 23 years. I never called in. I loved Alex Jones. The only time I ever had any doubt about him was it was pretty much a little bit before 9/11 when they really did a trash campaign on him that he was bringing in overhyping things. You weren't around at that time, but Alex will know what I'm talking about. And I had a little bit of doubt of him then. But then everything he did, the truth that he ever did, came true. And it kept coming true. So there's no doubt where the tip of the spear. But people got to realize that Alex Jones has always been fighting for what's right. He fought against the Republicans for years when he thought the Democrats were at least trying to do something right. This isn't a Democrat-Republican thing. I think that's the really big. There's two points I'd like to make to everyone listening to you today, and that is, number one, we got to quit talking about Republicans and Democrats, and we got to talk about the globalists. Communists against American patriots. Because that's the fight that's going on. It's not on party lines. And as long as they get us looking at these party lines, we keep getting fooled. We got to know them by their fruits. Either your fruit is for the United States of America and for freedom, all of our rights, not tearing down damn statues, not wearing masks, not being told what to do and standing up, or we're not gonna make it. But it's not that hard. It's just refining fire. And I'll tell you, I started this fight a long time ago. I was a very successful businessman, started lots of businesses, made a lot of money. Back in 2006, I actually was running an organization. Trump came to us to do his university. We told him, we ain't going to do this. This is not going to work. It's not the right way to do it. They taught people for years how to actually make money and be a good capitalist. However, as soon as I saw what happened when we gave corporations the rights of human beings, and I could go down that line forever, I got away from that. Walked away from a $400,000 a year job and spent 2.5 years finding my connection to the higher power.
Well, and that's what's so key when Trump does these speeches and calls on God as well, because that's been so lost, you know, just as a cultural thing in this country, specifically from positions of leadership. Pete, thank you so much for the call. And, it, you know, he brings up two things, because I was thinking about this, too. They always put InfoWars, like, on the farthest right of the map. They never explain their reasoning for any of this. But it's like, if you listen to Alex Jones in the Bush administration, you would have probably put him on the left, because he was just anti-Bush. Of course, he was never on the right or the left. It was always just truth, reality, freedom, America. Those were the values. But, you know, and just to go back to the mask, and I'll take another call before the break. I mean, not wearing a mask is like, you know, no crap Sherlock territory, okay? The reason why it's revolutionary is because it's the simple act of not wearing a mask, which is the total rejection of mainstream news, the total rejection of the establishment, the total rejection of being told what to do, being told to live in fear, being told not to think. It's the total rejection of that. Let's squeeze one more caller in here. Rob in New York, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Rob in New York here. I'm a firm believer in Islamic brain force and all that. You guys actually give us a horse in a race by what you do. One thing I wanted to talk about was that President Trump, he did a lot of talking on over this speech, and he was talking about doing an executive order for monuments to, you know, all these people. But what about propping up the patriots that are fighting right now? What about pardoning Roger Stone? What, you know, what about the things that are prevalent to us? That's great, we're going to honor the past, but right now we're in such a fight for the future that to look back, I know it's to know your future at the same time, but to look back and not prop up these people who are fighting for you on a daily basis.
Yeah, you know, Rob, I'm sorry. We have a bad phone connection with you here. You keep going in and out. I wanted to give you as much time as possible, at least to make your point. I think you did here. And so, you know, this is tough. I get what you're saying. I don't really care. I don't think people fighting for America right now really care about being memorialized or anything like that. I think we just want results. And I think that's what you're talking about when you say pardoning Roger Stone. I'd like to see the people guilty of treason from the prior administration that illegally spied on President Trump and others. I'd like to see them face a real justice system, not a rigged justice system. Because, yeah, the patriots that are fighting for America now, we're the ones that get tormented and tortured by the corrupted left-wing government establishment system, which is just communism, which naturally always goes after its political dissidents first. But I do think it was a brilliant thing to say he's going to build a national park with monuments to say, no, we're going to have these in the face of this left-wing terror mob tearing all these statues.
We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse and water filtration and food to last you at least a few months. and the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selection, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future, and the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, because it's powered by you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We got two segments left here on the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. And I want to go back to your phone calls. We've been asking people what President Trump's speeches this weekend meant to them, what memories they will hold dear or stories they will tell about the 4th of July in 2020. Let's go to Kenny in Ohio. Kenny, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
You're on.
Good, thanks.
So what I want to take away from this week, or maybe just this weekend, is that even though Trump and his speeches were talking about unity and, you know, the country for everybody, the media, other than, you know, the mainstream media, is still trying to push division through, you know, Black Lives Matter, and there's a new Black militant group that's starting up, is trying to take over Texas, and they want Texas for themselves.
And yeah, they're actually going around with guns. In fact, I'll forward this to you guys right now. They're going around with guns demanding reparations. This is in Texas.
But even with all that stuff going on, nothing popped off. And everybody was celebrating, having a good time, like it's supposed to be. Supposed to be unity, supposed to be about America. Even though there's still a little bit of people trying to dissect from all that, it's still right on point with people remaining, you know, faithful to the United States and faithful to each other. That's what I'll take away from this weekend.
Well, and that's what's so sad about this. The left is just this cyclone of hatred. It's like a twister of hatred, a tornado of hatred. And so we go out, we have a great time. We don't care what your skin color is. We don't care about your religion, your sexual orientation, any of that garbage. You like barbecue, you like fireworks, you like good music, you like the sun, you like the moon, you like the lake, you like a boat, a jet ski, you like freedom, you like being alive. It's like, hey, you're with us, man. But anything we like, they just hate. So then they hate freedom. They hate unity. They hate America. They'll say barbecue's racist. They probably already do. They'll tear down all the things that we celebrate. And so that was just the footage, though. That's the B-roll of this group that the caller was talking about. It's a group of black men, mostly men. So unlike Black Lives Matter, which is like 90% white liberals now, this is a group that is all black men, mostly black men. Maybe there's some women in there. They carry around, some of them, multiple guns, and they walk around on the streets in a military formation, and they go to your car and demand reparations. Now, how long do you think that's going to go on before someone gets shot? So it's just like, this is what the left wants, though. They're knocking on the door begging us to fight them. And we're like, hey, man, we're trying to enjoy life here. Can you leave us alone? And they just keep pounding louder. And then more show up. So, I mean, eventually someone's going to answer the door. It's probably not going to be the one they want, but someone's going to eventually answer that door. Anything else, Kenny?
No, I just want to say it was a great weekend, and I had a little impromptu party with a couple of people I've known for years. I had some fireworks. You know, just another good time. Have a beer, smoke a couple cigars. That was it. So hopefully everybody else had a great weekend like I did.
I thank God for such a great weekend. Kenny, thanks for the call. You know, his point was that Trump gave a great speech and the media was playing division. Folks, I was sitting at home Friday night. I just got finished hosting the War Room. And usually on Fridays, unlike Monday through Thursday, I don't jump right back into my preparation for the next day's show like I normally do. On Fridays, I tend to decompress sometimes. And actually, it worked out perfectly. What happened was I get home from the gym, and I turn on the TV, and Trump is speaking. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to listen to Trump speak. And I don't remember how long the speech was. All right, so he's speaking. And then I'm like, all right, well, let me go see the media reaction. Because normally I have all, like, four of my TVs on, and I'm watching it all in live time to kind of just gauge it. It's just normal show prep. Well, I was just kind of relaxing on a Friday, so I'm watching the speech. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm going to go see what the media is talking about. Well, I was stunned at what I learned, folks. The only network, because I went back and checked, the only news network that aired President Trump's Mount Rushmore speech at all was Fox News, and they didn't even give it full coverage. They were going in and out, cutting back and forth, people going on air, talking, and then doing other things. No news network aired President Trump's full Mount Rushmore speech. None. None. Think about that. And just the one comparison I would make is if Anthony Fauci was sitting on the toilet taking a dump telling you about COVID, there would be CNN cameras, MSNBC cameras, NBC cameras, CBS. I mean, all the cameras, but they'd have a camera up Fauci's rear end seeing if his poop comes out with a mask on it. And it would be 24-7 around the clock with the death numbers right there. But when President Trump is in front of Mount Rushmore giving one of the most historic speeches on July 4th Eve, they don't even cover it. And then I figured, well, I'm sure that they'll be running coverage of it just to insult it. They didn't even do that. It was like it never happened. Pathetic. And then everybody notices, too, Hillary Clinton goes to Mount Rushmore. It's celebrated on mainstream media. Barack Obama goes to Mount Rushmore. It's celebrated on mainstream media. Bernie Sanders goes to Mount Rushmore. It's celebrated on mainstream media. Trump goes to Mount Rushmore. He's racist. He's a bigot. He's a misogynist. He might as well own slaves. And we're not going to cover it. So look, that just wakes up thousands of more people when they just continue to be so fake and biased and anti-truth and anti-American. Because, you know, because that's the other thing. At least for me, my real red pill was just tuning into the news for the first time and realizing it was fake. It's like a piece of fake fruit that's like been sitting there for years. You didn't really think about, is it real? Is it fake? You never even thought about it. It's just sitting in a bowl. And then one day you're like, hey, I'm going to go try that fruit. But you got moving and you're like, oh, wait a second. That's totally fake. I'm not going to eat that. So now that the news is just becoming more fake and fake and fake and biased and untruthful and just legendary lies, legendary cover-ups. I mean, the cover-up of the COVID hoax where they say if you've been around someone with COVID, now you have COVID. And if you are in the same room as someone that has COVID, well, you have COVID. And so we're just taking one case of COVID and then making it 20 cases of COVID. And we're going to make sure we get some death because we in Democrat cities with Democrat governors like murderous Mayor Cuomo and Gretchen Whitmer send COVID intentionally into nursing homes. And folks, here's the incredible thing. Again, you know what? Honestly, it's not even a thing about, oh, bragging. It's like patting ourselves on the back. We really should more often. I mean, I doubt you could find anybody else out there before me that said they're intentionally sending people into nursing homes and killing them. It's the biggest story. Nobody's talking about it. I have been saying that for months. Now guests are going on Fox News. They still haven't gone far enough because they still say, well, it was an accident, it was a mistake, it was unintentional, but why did we send COVID patients into nursing homes? So it's like everyone's realizing that's what happened now, but they haven't really jumped that fence yet. I jumped that fence and I've hopped 30 fences since. I can't even see that fence anymore. But that's why InfoWars is next year's news today. That's why InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. By the way, the news networks that refused to televise President Trump's historic Mount Rushmore speech. Forget about them. Don't worry about them. You can go to band.video and watch the entire speech in HD in its entirety. We have it at band.video. So they won't air it. We'll put it up there for you at band.video. All right, we're going to come back, final segment, and we're going to get some more calls in.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Secret bureaucracy is just a lie. The
final segment. Let's take some calls before we sign off. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com is how it's all possible. The July 4th specials are live right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Pastor Sam calling in from New Mexico. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
I'm in old Mexico, Owen. The bad news for the day is I went through the airport in Mexico City and they jacked me for my last tube of Super Blue. Oh, man, I'm hurting bad. So my big memory for the 4th of July is the message of the El Salvadorian Christian president of solidarity that he sent to the United States and to President Trump. Just a reminder that we're not alone. We have allies in the world. We have other presidents that are trying to drain their swamp and make their countries great. And hopefully, this week, Mexico will become one of them when the Mexican president, known as AMLO, López Obrador, comes to Washington, D.C. to meet with President Trump. This is a major crack in the dam as far as the media narrative that all brown people hate Trump and that Trump hates brown people. This has been a major rift in all of the Americas, but it could all turn around in one day. On Wednesday and Thursday when they meet together. So it's something to really keep an eye on. I believe that Trump delayed the Venezuelan invasion for this meeting because we were really set up hardcore in Curaçao just right off the coast of Venezuela to run in, take care of all their little boats and everything, and liberate that nation. And today, President Trump also issued a message of solidarity with the Venezuelans, the 5th of July being their Independence Day when they first declared independence from Spain in 1811.
You know, and it's so incredible, these leftists that want to tear down America, not understanding what's on the other side. It is Venezuela collapse. It is the Venezuelan-style collapse with worthless money, no structure left at all. You're lucky if you can afford three meals a day. But see, they don't care. They want to see you suffer. Even if they die like that, they would rather see you die like that than actually live like that themselves. That's just the sickness of the left. But Pastor Sam, thank you so much for this update. Next week, President Trump and the President of Mexico meeting. We'll keep a close eye on that. Let's jump to Jay in Panama City Beach. Or did we lose him, guys? Well, you know what? We got another Jay on, so let's do a flip-flop to Jay in Alabama. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Owen, I actually live on the Panhandle, and that's the home of the Blue Angels. And I take them for granted living there because I can see them any October when they're home and flying over the coast. And it's an amazing thing, but seeing them fly over Mount Rushmore with our president giving that speech gives me chills. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, there's no doubt this Mount Rushmore speech is one that's being touted as, for many Trump supporters, their favorite. I don't know if I would say it's my favorite. I would even say I think his State of the Union speech from 2020 was probably my favorite above that. That would, I guess, be number two. He hasn't really given too many speeches this year with that epic magnitude and gravity. But people loved it. It was definitely, for historians, a mile marker, a memorable one.
But right now, I am on I-65 traveling south out of Birmingham, and I just hit Montgomery, and I'm almost to the Edmund Pettus Bridge, which they want to rename, which that I think that's a disgrace to Martin Luther King.
Well, everything the left does is a disgrace to Martin Luther King.
Yes.
They'll come for, look, they'll come to cancel Martin Luther King before this is all said and done, if they haven't already. Because Martin Luther King was pro-life and a Christian and a nonviolent aggressor, so... They're everything that Martin Luther King stood against.
And one more thing, the media will not cover all the boat parades that happened this weekend for Trump. That was absolutely amazing. I participated in one this afternoon on the lake, and there was probably 500 boats with at least 5 to 6 people, definitely not social distancing. Water everywhere. It was wet. People spitting, drinking beer, flying the American flag. It was beautiful.
Yeah, the boat parades in Florida have been very popular. I guess when everything's shut down, you just figure go out on the boat and fly a Trump flag. Thanks for the call, Jay. David in New Mexico. David, you are on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. God bless you all. I'm 82 years old. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. And I remember the 4th of July, we used to have block parties celebrating our independence. Not with these watered-down nonsense that we have in this day and age. For the last 50 years, I've been watching this nation going down the tube. People don't realize that these people, especially on the Democratic side, I'm not saying all Democrats are loopies, but their head people have gone so far left. They might as well be in China or in Russia.
Yeah, by the way, these old people say they want to leave America, they hate America. Just go then. Like, nobody's making you stay here.
I wish they would. You know, I used to talk on my local radio station, call in and have my little bit on what I thought was wrong. I wanted to call in one day and ask them, what is a compound for the UN doing in Utah, Salt Lake City? Are they trying to take us over? You know, people in this country better start waking up. I spent 30 years in the military, 4 years in the Navy, 16 years in the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve, and 10 years in the Army National Guard. And these people don't seem to realize.
David, let me ask you a question, because I gotta go here shortly, but I want to ask you this question first. Was there ever a time, you say growing up in Brooklyn, I mean, was there ever a time where, you know, if you guys saw a communist walking around the streets, he didn't get his ass kicked?
His ass would go all the way to the next. We used to have, like, different areas where we lived. You came into our area, you better be a 100% American. I don't care if you're black, white, pink, or yellow. There was no such nonsense as this, black.
David, I got to drop you. We're on terrestrial radio here. I love you, David. Great call. Man, I just want to go back to the days when you kicked the commie's ass up and down the block. Some commie walks down the street, you kicked his ass up and down the block till he had all the communists out of him. But now the commies march in New York, they march all over this country, and they get a separate set of laws backed by George Soros and the Democrat Party. All right, folks, Alex Jones wants to depart with a word here, the final word on today's show. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com, July 4th specials are live. Here's the final word from Alex Jones.
There's one thing everyone needs to understand about Bill and Melinda Gates and their foundation. They are not doing that to give their money away. They've gotten richer doing it. They are part of this very small, quote, elite group that are allowed to put their money in tax-free foundations like Ford and Carnegie and the Rockefellers. So the companies all operate as for-profit companies. But then the money is put in tax-free in the foundations, so the, quote, profit pays for buildings and airports and medical centers, I mean, whatever the case is. But if you look at Ford, Carnegie, all of it, it's about overthrowing the country, setting up world government, massive billions a year spent on transgenderism, confusing little kids to be sterilized, basically. It's totally monstrous. So you see headlines, Bill Gates gives $50 billion to charity. When Bill Gates started doing that in the early 1990s, he had like $10 billion. Now he's got like $100 billion. And then he's got the foundation money that's over $50 million. Because it's tax exempt. He does not pay taxes. And if you look up Google, Apple, none of them do. They run slave camps in China. It's a sick joke. But the media they own tells you, oh, they're virtue signaling. Oh, they're so good. Oh, and then, yeah, the money is to buy off all the major health institutions at the UN and at the national level. Bill Gates just got thrown out 2 years ago out of India. Look it up. For steroids, the damn vaccines. And a bunch of other weird stuff. I mean, these people are sick, man. They want children. So, back to Onshore, the live broadcast. I just want to make the point that you see all these headlines about, oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. Oh, they love us. No, they're tax exempt. Only the profit is tax exempt. It's a private corporate company. But then they invest it in other private companies. So no one can compete with that. And then everything they invest in is building world government, forced inoculations, medical tyranny. That's the reality. Bill Gates pays no taxes. Bill Gates is a globalist criminal. Bill Gates was put in charge to do this from the beginning. He didn't set any of it up. IBM got the highest awards from Hitler. Look it up.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual, Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.